Today, we'd like to see the title of Elijah's ministries in the 1 Kings chapters 17 and 18. To another was Saul's through MP3 or YouTube channel on there, we'd like to suggest the three expositional questions. Number one, in verse 1, and Elijah the Tishbite of the inhabitants of Gilead said to Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel lives before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years except at my word. What does it mean in the context, and what can we learn from here? Question 2. In verses chapter 17, verses 12 and 13. So she said, as the Lord your God lives, I do not have bread, only a handful of flour in a bin, and a little oil in a jar. And see, I am gathering a couple of sticks that I may go in and prepare it for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said to her, do not fear, go and do as you have said, that but make me a small cake from it first, and bring it to me, and afterward make some for yourself and your son. What do these mean, and how can we apply these to our lives? In chapter 18, verse 38, then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice, and the wood, and the stones, and the dust, and it licked up the water that was in the trench. What does it mean in the context, and what can we learn from here? In the last time, in the 1 Kings chapter 16, verse 34, in his days, Hiel of Bethel built Jericho. He laid its foundation with Abiram, his firstborn, and his youngest son, Segub. He set up its gates. According to the word of the Lord, which he had spoken through Joshua, the son of Nun. Joshua's prophecy about the death of foundation worker first son and gate worker second son to build Jericho was literally fulfilled. In about 500 years later, also the prophets of Seth, Ahijah, and of Seth, Jehu, and of a prophet from Judah about Joshua, the 15th king of Judah, against the altar of Bethel in 300 years later, were fulfilled with tremendous accuracy of his word. This shows us that all his words, such as prophecies, laws, promises, or oaths written in the scripture, are inspired by the Spirit of God. Our God is forever. Our God has a foreknowledge. The most parts of all scripture have been fulfilled so far, and all the left scripture for future will be fulfilled without failure over even the smallest detail. The cross reference right there. Today we cover chapters 17, 18 as follows. Chapter 17, verse 1 to 7, Elijah delivered of God's word about no rain to Ahab, and hiding himself by the brook Cherith. 17, 8 to 24, Elijah ministry for a widow and her son. Chapter 18, 1, 9, 10. Elijah delivery of God's word about the rain to Ahab. 2040, Elijah ministry on Carmel, and 41-46, rain. So we see Mount Carmel right here, Mediterranean Sea, you know, close there, so close to Caesarea, Megiddo, you know, area, that area. Also Gilead is Elijah's hometown, so right there. So first one, and Elijah, the Tishbite of the inhabitants of Gilead, right here, said to Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel lives before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years except at my word. Elijah's delivery of God's word about no rain to Ahab and hiding himself by the brook Cherith. Verse 1, question 1. Ahab was the worst king of Israel to worship idols with Jezebel, his wife, such as Baal, the god of agricultural knowledge, for rains and abundant harvests, and Asherah, the goddess of fertility. God called Elijah to rescue Israel from idolatry. Elijah bravely stood before Ahab and delivered God's word about no rain for 3.5 years to disprove that Baal was a true god for rains and much harvests. It's shown God is faithful for his words as their obedience leads to his blessing. But their disobedience leads to his curse. That's a cross reference right there. So here, verse 2. Then the word of the Lord came to him, saying, get away from here and turn eastward and hide by the brook Cherith, which flows into Jordan. And it shall be that you shall drink from the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed you there. So he went and did according to the word of the Lord, for he went and stayed by the brook Cherith, which flows into the Jordan. Verse 6, the ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning and bread and meat in the evening, and he drank from the brook. And it happened after a while that the brook dried up, because there had been no rain in the land. Elijah, according to the word of God, was hidden from Ahab. The evil king by the brook Cherith, where God chose ravens to feed Elijah. Although God regarded ravens as an abominable bird, God chose ravens to feed Elijah as whatever God pleases. God's works are never limited to one or a few methods. Almighty God can do whatever he pleases, either a few supernatural ways or various natural ways for his good purpose. The cross reference right here. Acts 24, Elijah's ministry for widow and her son. Verse 8. Then the word of the Lord came to him, saying, arise, go to Zarephath, which belonged to Sidon, is Mediterranean, and dwell there. See, I have commanded a widow there to provide for you. So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, indeed a widow was there gathering sticks. And he called to her and said, please bring me a little water in a cup that I may drink. And as she was going to get it, he called to her and said, please bring me a morsel of bread in your hand. So she said, as the Lord your God the Levites, I do not have a bread, only a handful of flour in a bin, and a little oil in a jar. And see, I am gathering a couple of sticks, that I may go in and prepare it for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die. 13. And Elijah said to her, Do not fear, go and do as you have said, but make me a small cake from it first, and bring it to me, and after it make some for yourself and your son. According to God's direction, Elijah went to Zarephath in Phoenicia and asked the widow to produce a cup of water and morsel of bread. She first prepared a small cake with a handful of flour and a little oil, which will last the meal for herself and her son, just before their starving death. For Elijah, the servant of God, to God. When she first fed Elijah, the servant of God, to God, God took care over her with the bin of flour and the jar of oil until 3.5 years later, it rained. It's shown that when we put God first, and God will take care of us, seek first His kingdom and righteousness, all the such things shall be added to you. Then here, verse 17. Now it happened after these things that the son of the woman who owned the house became sick. And his sickness and was so furious that there was no breath left in him. But her son was so sick and dead. When we face the not understandable happening, such as a calamity, prevailing evil force, or a suddenly dead child, we might wonder faith, but should live by faith, rejoicing in the Lord and in eternal salvation over incomprehensible happening. That is Habakkuk's soul. We should do that. Verse 18, so she said to Elijah, What have I to do with you, O man of God? Have you come to me to bring my sin to remembrance and to kill my son? And he said to her, Give me your son. So he took him out of her arms and carried him to the upper room where he was staying and laid him on his own bed. Then he cried out to the Lord and said, O Lord my God, have you also brought a tragedy on the widow with whom I lodge by killing her son? Verse 21, and he stretched himself out on the child three times and cried out to the Lord and said, O Lord my God, I pray, let this child's soul come back to him. Elijah prayed three times that God would resurrect the dead son. God doesn't always answer the first time, although many times he's planning to answer according to his good purpose. Even if Paul prayed three times to God to heal her thorn in his flesh, God answered, let the thorn live in his flesh, because the grace of God was sufficient to him in the weakness of his flesh. So he now began to boast in his weakness, because the power of Christ may rest upon him. Constant prayers or always prayers are recommended, but vain repetitive prayers are discouraged. 22. Then the Lord heard the voice of Elijah, and the soul of the child came back to him, and he revived. 23, and Elijah took the child and brought him down from the upper room into the house and gave him to his mother. And Elijah said, "See, your son lives." Then the woman said to Elijah, "Now by this I know that you are a man of God, that the word of the Lord in your mouth is of truth." Here is the deed according to his word is approved, this one, true God, you know, the also words of God are true. Chapter 18, verses 1 to 19. And it came to pass after many days that word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year, saying, "Go present yourself to Ahab, and I will send the rain on the earth." Elijah delivers of God's word about rain to Ahab. Elijah followed God's direction, prophesying the rain after no rain during 3.5 years. In order to prove God is true and to disprove Baal is true. That is true God and false Baal God. Verse 2. So Elijah went to present himself to Ahab, and there was a severe famine in Samaria. 3 and 4. And Ahab had called Obadiah, who was in charge of his house. Now Obadiah feared the Lord greatly. For so it was, while Jezebel masqueraded the prophet of the Lord, that Obadiah had taken 100 prophets and hidden them 50 to a cave and had fed them with bread and water. Obadiah was a chief steward of the house of Ahab, fearing the Lord greatly and faithful in hiding 100 prophets to cave under Jezebel, muttering prophets of God. Despite the risk of his life, Obadiah matched Elijah with Ahab for Elijah's delivery of God's word. Although Elijah didn't expect Obadiah, God worked all together to accomplish his good purpose, to make Israel through Ahab to know only one God is true, or to rescue Israel from idolatry. That's a cross reference, Romans chapter 8, 28. All things work together for good. Verse 5, and Ahab had said to Obadiah, "Go into the land to all the springs of water and to all the brooks. Perhaps we may find grass to keep the horses and mules alive, so that we will not have to kill any livestock." So they divided the land between them to exploit it. Ahab went one way by himself, and Obadiah went another way by himself. Now as Obadiah was on his way, suddenly Elijah met him, and he recognized him and fell on his face and said, "Is that you, my lord Elijah?" And he answered him, "It is I. Go tell your master Elijah here." So he said, "How have I sinned that you are delivering your servant into the hand of Ahab to kill me? As the Lord your God lives, there is no nation of a kingdom where my master has not sent someone to hunt for you." And when they said, "He is not here," he took an oath from the kingdom of a nation that they could not find you. And now you say, "Go tell your master Elijah is here, I." And it shall come to pass, as soon as I am gone from you, that the Spirit of the Lord will carry you to a place I do not know. So when I go and tell Ahab, and he cannot find you, he will kill me. But I, your servant, have feared the Lord from my youth. Was it not reported to my Lord what I did when Jezebel killed the prophets of the Lord, how I hid 100 men of the Lord's prophets, 50 to a cave, and fed them with bread and water? And now you say, go tell your master Elijah here, he will kill me. Then Elijah said, as the Lord of hosts lives, before whom I stand, I will surely present myself to him today. So Obadiah went to meet Ahab and told him, and Ahab went to meet Elijah. Then it happened, and Elijah saw Elijah, that Ahab said to him, is that you, O traveler of Israel? 18:19. And he answered, I have not troubled Israel, but you and your father's house have. In that you have forsaken the commandments of the Lord and have followed the Baals. Now therefore send and gather all Israel to me on the Mount Carmel, the 450 prophets of Baal and the 400 prophets of Asherah, who eat at Jezebel's table. Elijah the prophet had not troubled Israel, but Ahab and all Israel's previous kings had forsaken God's words and followed the Baals, or many idols of Baal. Elijah asked Ahab to send the 400 prophets of Baal and 400 prophets of Asherah to the Mount Carmel. And Ahab sent only 450 prophets of Baal to Mount Carmel. Ahab hated Elijah because he spoke against sin and idolatry and undermined his control of Israel. God wanted to deliver not only words through Elijah, but also deeds through Elijah to prove only God is true, but the other gods, either Baal or Asherah, are false. Verse 20 up to 40, Elijah ministry on Carmel. So Ahab went for all the children of Israel and gathered the prophets together on Mount Carmel. And Elijah came to the people, and how long will you falter between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal, follow Baal. But the people answered him not word. 22. Then Elijah said to people, I alone am left the prophet of the Lord, but Baal's prophets are 450 men. 22. Elijah told the people of Israel that he was alone a prophet of God, but 450 are Baal's prophet, in order to prove only true God against the false God. 23. Therefore, let them give us two bulls, let them choose one bull for themselves, cut it in pieces and lay it on the wood, but put no fire under it. I will prepare to the other bull and lay it on the wood, but put no fire under it. Then you call on the name of your God, and I will call on the name of the Lord, and the God who answers by fire, his God. So all the people answered and said, it is well spoken. Now Elijah said to prophets of Baal, choose one bull for your servants, prepare it first, for you are many, and call on the name of your God, Baal, but put no fire on it. So they took the bull which was given them, and they prepared it and called on the name of Baal from morning even till noon, saying, O Baal, hear us. But there was no voice, no one answered. Then they leaped about the altar which they had made. And so it was at noon. that Elijah mocked them and said, "Cry aloud, for he is a God. Either he is meditating, or he is busy, or he is on a journey, or perhaps he is sleeping and must be awakened." Baal's prophet cried out to Baal for fire upon their bull sacrifice over two bull sacrifices. But Baal was silent until noon. Because Baal is a false god, but our God is true, neither slumbers nor sleeps. If your God is a false, you become like your God, so you are false. If your God is of patience and consolation, you are like-minded toward one another, according to the Christ Jesus. If you are serving Jesus Christ, then you are becoming like Jesus Christ. The work of the Holy Spirit within your life is conforming you into the image of Jesus Christ. That's what we call the creature, a person like Christ. 20. So they cried aloud, cut themselves, as was their custom, with knives and lances, until the blood gushed out on them. And when midday was past, they prophesied until the time of offering of the evening sacrifice. Until the evening. But there was no voice, no one answered, no one paid attention. Then Elijah said to all the people, "Come near to me." So all the people came near to him. He prepared the altar of the Lord that was broken down. And Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, to whom the word of the Lord had come, saying, "Israel shall be your name." Elijah reminded the people of Israel, the 12 tribes chosen by God, with the 12 stones. It implies the people belong to God, not to other gods, here Baal or Asherah. Then with the stones he built an altar, name of the Lord. He made a trench around the altar large enough to hold the two shares of seed. And he put the wood in order, cut the bull in pieces, and laid it on the wood and said, "Fill four water pots with water, pour it on the burnt sacrifice on the wood." 3. Then he said, "Do it a second time," and they did it second time. And he said, "Do it third time," and they did it third time. So the water ran all around the altar. He also filled the trench with water. And it came to pass at the time of the offering, the evening sacrifice, Elijah the prophet came near and said, "Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, Israel, let it be known this day that you are God in Israel, and I am your servant, and that I have done all these things at your word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that these people may know that you are the Lord God, that you have turned their hearts back to you again." Even if a full water of four water pots poured in a trench to hold two shares of, say, 14 quarts or 15 liters of water in the water pot around the altar, Elijah prayed to God for fire at his evening bull sacrifice in order to fulfill God's good purpose to make people know that you are the Lord God, that you have turned their hearts back to you again. Then the fire fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and dried out the water in the trench. This provision or event pour out God is true. God is true and Baal is false. God's people are led by God's Spirit through a few supernatural ways or various natural ways for His good purposes. When God has worked in our lives in a supernatural way, we are always excited to see the provision God's grace moves or provides. We have glorious experiences around such a provision, but we should not rest on the provision, but should rest always on its provider, not relying on any creature's events or byproducts, but on their creator. Because a roaring lion is waiting to devour us anyhow. In the next chapter 19, we see Elijah's into place despair and defeat before Jezebel after this glorious victory provision. So be sober, be vigilant always in the spirit. For example, Jeremy's campus spiritual songs are exciting, and we always rest on Jesus. John Wesley's wonderful teaching versus scripture, excited, but stay on script. Jesus' beautiful sculpture, Jesus' sculpture, beautiful sculpture, beautiful Jesus' sculpture. Beautiful sculpture. Jesus' beautiful sculpture or statue versus Jesus himself. Spiritual experience versus cultural or cross reference right here. 39. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and dust, and it licked up the wood that was in the trench. Now when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, "The Lord is God, the Lord is God." And Elijah said to them, "Since the prophet of Baal, do not let one of them escape." So they seized them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook of Kishon and executed them there. 39:40. All the people saw glorious provision, fell on their face, and said, "The Lord is God, Jehovah is God." Then Baal's prophets were ejected to the brook of Kishon, down from Mount Carmel. 41:46. Then Elijah said to Ahab, "Go up and eat, drink, for there is the sound of abundance of rain." So Ahab went up to eat. And Elijah went up to the top of a Carmel. Then he bowed down on the ground and put his face between his knees and said to his servant, "Go up now, look towards the sea." So he went up and looked and see. There is nothing. But seven times he said, "Go again." Then it came to pass the seventh time that he said, "There is a cloud as small as a man's hand, rising out of the sea." So he said, "Go up, say to Ahab, prepare your chariot and go down before the rain stops you." Now it happens in the meantime that the sky became black and with clouds and wind, and there was a heavy rain. So Ahab rode away and went to Jezreel. Then the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah, and he girded up his lion and ran ahead Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. Rain. Elijah put his face between his knees on the mountain Carmel seven times, probably silent, humble prayers. When the heaven was black with cloud and wind, and there was a great rain, Ahab went to Jezreel, the wife of Ahab, and by the Lord's hands, Elijah arrived there earlier than Ahab. We covered all three questions. Let's see, continue to keep on prayer for European Union mission. Whenever Lord leads, would have his willing heart, who may join there. So we see European people and tourists, evangelism like that. Calvary and I'm here's missions, continue to keep on prayer, deliver the word of God in gospel and in all scripture. Pray for Philippines ministry for personal training, Asia ministry into Makati Island. So right here is ministry there. So pray for feeding people from starvation and sickness. Right here is the South Sudan area. Also right hand side in Ukraine. So God's increase as well. So we keep on prayer for them and the ministry as well. So let us sing all together Maranatha song on brochure.